Hey, everybody. This is my brother, me. I'm Justin, et cetera, et cetera. We do all that shit later. But I wanted to step in real quick before you start listening to the show. It was recorded live at Milwaukee's beautiful Turner Hall. It gets really weird at the end, so make sure you check out the whole thing. And if this leaves a taste in your mouth for wanting a good taste, that you want to taste more of our live performances.
A tastation, if you will.
At a tastation, and you live in the Pacific Northwest, you can do exactly that. Travis, tell them how.
Well, we've got three shows, one in Seattle.
Were you jerking off?
What?
Were you jerking off, and that's why you didn't respond quickly?
Why is that where you went?
I don't know. I thought I heard some jerk noises. Go ahead, Travis. Go ahead and hit
okay.
Him.
We've got three shows, one in Portland, then Seattle, then Vancouver. The links you're looking for are bit.ly/MBMBAM Seattle, bit.ly/MBMBAM Portland, and bit.ly/VANMBMBAM.
It's the end of August is when we're going to visit ourselves upon you, PNW.
And by the way, the Vancouver show and the Seattle show are reserve seating, so don't sleep.
And Portland's almost sold out, so super don't sleep on that one.
Yeah, don't sleep on any of them.
But anyway, here's our Milwaukee episode. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you, Milwaukee, for the good times, if you know what I mean. We had sex with Milwaukee.
Here we go.
Experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
What did you do?
What did you do?
Let's start this show with a fucking confession. What did you do? What did you do?
I left my computer upstairs.
You left your computer upstairs. Why would you need a computer for a comedy podcast?
I don't know. It's all up here.
Okay, what's our first question, Justin?
My brother forgot his laptop. There are 600 people watching. What do I do?
Oh, my God, there's a lot of people out here.
So what's going on, guys?
I really liked when we were doing the sound check. The sound guy was like, it's going to sound a lot different when this room is full of meat baffling. And I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
That's Absorb our first that. Joke of the night, and it was stolen.
So let's see. You already stole the Milwaukee. You talked about the Wisconsin Dells.
No, we didn't finish talking. The Wisconsin Dells, here's a funny story. Have you ever been to it? I was about to call it.
If you haven't, go right now.
Yeah. It's amazing. I was about to call it the Pigeon Forge of Wisconsin, but...
Wow, okay, yeah, okay, a lot of people have made that analogy.
That hit right? Better than I thought it would.
Someone real anti-Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
I know they're not anti-Dells, because how the fuck could you be? They got Wizard Quest. They have a place called... Yeah, some Wizard Quest fans
Some Questos in the house.
The most direct titling of an adventure ever, Ghost Boat.
Ghost Boat? Or was it Boat Ghost?
No, it was Ghost Boat, because okay. The Boat Ghost is a dead boat.
Yeah, sure. There's a place called Cinchiladas. Not making
not
that up.
They're not BS, it's true. I can curse on this one, I forgot.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's funny because the people who were in the car, Travis and I were up front navigating and driving, and the people who were in the car who were not us, when we got off of this exit, the baby had to eat. The baby had to nurse, so we had to stop.
Babies.
So Sydney says, whenever you guys could find a stop, and I looked like a heroic dad because we pulled off almost instantly.
Because it was seconds after seeing the Wizard Quest billboard.
Well, you were praying, Jesus, God, somebody need anything.
so, So we pull in, and everyone in the car who's not us is like, wow, can you believe we just pulled into a stop?
Justin is saying, not even whisper, just like Soda Voce, just like, just keep going.
Just it's a mile away.
Wizard Quest just is 1 mile no up the road. Notice.
And we weren't even going to stop. We just wanted to pass it.
Yeah, we just wanted to drive past Wizard Quest. And we also did pass by the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack show.
It was, listen, the whole place looked like a fever dream. There was a building that had on top of it an octopus fighting a King Kong. With no sign as to what the building was, like you're going to go, oh yeah.
It was an Applebee's. It was a fucked up Lovecraftian Applebee's.
I'm going to break open this local brew real quick.
The hardest thing to process about the Wisconsin Dell is I saw maybe 30 people in about 2 hours who I, hand on a Bible, would swear the thought going through their head was, I'm having a fun day.
While at the gift shop, I bought my wife a magnet, it said...
This is just the Wisconsin Dell episode, yeah, huh?
The magnet said, good girls go to heaven, bad girls go shopping, Wisconsin Dells. Now, I thought this was ironic... And
I hope bad girls want to buy fudge because that's what they have for sale.
So I bought it and I brought it to my wife like this. And I had to return it. And you'll never imagine. I wish I could have taken a snapshot as the poor 18-year-old shop girl's face at the Wisconsin Dells gift shop. As I said the sentence, my wife didn't think this was as funny as I did. Can I exchange
this joke magnet? Apparently, I got the joke already. It's all used up. A new joke, please.
Can I exchange this $3.50 magnet for a different $3.50 magnet?
You can't just read them in the store. Like, hey, get out of here. Using all the jokes up.
After you said my wife didn't think this was funny as I was, did she point up and you noticed that is in fact the name of the store?
The only thing that comforted me was I just kept telling myself, I can't be the first person to say this sentence in this store. Like, yeah, I get it. We've all been there.
Even though your wife didn't, I get it.
Because another themed magnet they had was a sandal themed. We're in the middle of Wisconsin.
I wish you had just bought all the fucking magnets and then we could have some jokes in this episode of our comedy podcast. Jesus, please. We're on a goddamn Prairie Home Companion tear, Wisconsin Dells edition.
Take that, Garrison Keillor.
Even Garrison Keillor at this point would be like, fucking wrap it up. Come on. You are being very long-winded, I said for the first time on the show.
Who has listened to our show before?
We haven't even fucking introduced ourselves. Thank you.
Wait.
We could be anybody, though, because we haven't said our names, the name of the podcast.
This is my brother, me, and advice there show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your babyest brother, Griffin McElroy, the fucking conductor of this orchestra, apparently. You remember, like, people ask us questions, and we're like, yeah, dicks. That's a typical breakdown of our show. There's an A block, a B block, there's a denouement. We don't talk about Wisconsin Dells for a half fucking hour.
Who hasn't listened to our show before? It's all right. Just raise your hands.
Nobody. Nobody's never listened to our show before and also isn't at the Badgers game right now.
Yeah. Who here decided to go to the Badgers game instead of the My Brother, and Me show? Trick question.
Yeah. Trick's on you, though, because that money still spins. Thanks, suckers. Go ahead, Justin.
So what we do is we take questions from people, and we give them advice. We turn them alchemy-like into wisdom, and we're going to do that for you right now. I have some questions here. Well, I have some questions on my laptop. That's upstairs.
I can't fucking believe you did that.
Let it go. Now I have questions on Travis's phone. If you get,
I hope I don't get embarrassing texts from my wife.
I still don't think that magnet is funny. Sincerely, Teresa.
I just got it.
And then there's a picture of her laughing here.
or screaming. She's one of the two. Question.
We are at that age where a lot of our friends are having kids.
We ourselves are not planning on having our own children, but we'd like to make our house welcoming to parents and entertaining to kids so we can continue to host parties and keep our relationship with our new parent friends. Any advice for awesome games and activities to keep around for the kiddos, as well as conveniences that'll make our friends more comfortable? That's from Not the Mama in Minneapolis.
Nice.
Except tonight when we're in Milwaukee. You here?
Hey. Hi. You know, well, we did a show in Minneapolis last night. You could have.
Can I just say, you're a saint.
Yeah, that's really that's cool solid of you.
I don't have a child, but my friends and brother that does, it sucks.
Whoa. Kind of a cool thing to say.
No. I mean, if you're them. Not me.
It sucks to have
babies.
It sucks to have an infant daughter. She's the light of my life. Take it back.
Real buzzkill.
Okay. Eh, all right.
Have you tried showing her the room? She doesn't get it.
She's like, this isn't funny. I don't.
Hey, Uncle. Is this a porno?
Uncle Travis, this magnet sucks. You're an idiot. I hate you. Oh, man.
Wait, where did the magnet go? It's gone forever. What a sweet reality that would be. Every time that magnet left your field of view, it was dead.
You guys have been hanging out with my baby for the past 3 days. What if you were to, when you're going to go home and prepare an era in your home that's specifically for my child, what steps will you take?
Hall of mirrors.
Yeah.
That's true.
Babies love that shit.
Babies do love them shits.
Yeah.
I would
especially
say,
if they're different sizes and different heights, and you can be like, this is you, baby. If you were like your normal size, this is you 8 feet tall. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, probably exactly.
You got to get them high first.
Yeah, super duper high.
Keep some kind butt around for babies.
How about a...
I got you some strained weed.
Just a...
It's from the earth, baby. Don't be a prude, baby.
They eat Cheerios the same way as stone people.
Yeah, that's actually true. My baby just started eating these little cheesy poops called Little Crunchies. She looks
Holy
exactly,
shit, it's the funniest thing in the universe.
She looks exactly like David Hasselhoff in that hamburger video. And sometimes it'll get stuck to her forehead, and like, where'd it go? I don't know. I moved on.
Much like the Hoff, she just sort of
friend
of the show. The Hoff. She just sort of puts material in her mouth and waits for it to dissolve like a goddamn Venus flytrap.
She's a miracle.
She's a miracle, and she's your everything. I would do like a room that's just like a baby pool with like 6 inches of just standing water in it. Because there's just a constant seepage, just a constant fluid slime. There's just a fucking constant discharge.
So just a good old-fashioned baby soaking.
Or for humans, too, because it's like, this is my nice Oxford. Thank you for the gift. You're Justin's everything, and I adore you, too. But I need a room that I could just, like, lay down in and be clean.
That is a good question. Okay. Justin, as a father, have you started to alter your wardrobe away from your nice Oxfords to maybe some shittier shirts?
Yeah, because Justin, from your fuck.
I am.
From your Nordstrom's finest to. When you go from the Margaritaville collared shirt to just a Tybee Island V-neck.
See, Griffin got mean.
Not these are
I
shoes,
was going to say,
way.
Maybe a room of smocks.
We were checking out of our hotel this morning in Minneapolis before the drive.
God, I wish this story took place in the Dells.
I know. Right before we were about to leave, my infant daughter was naked because I was changing her, and I stood her up to look at her and just observe her majesty, and she...
Just
a giant pee right on the bed of the hotel. And at first I was like, eh. And then I was like, that's the most rock and roll thing I've ever seen. You're like Axl Rose the baby.
What? It's the only rock and roll thing that has happened to us on this fucking
that's
tour
not
so
true.
Far.
That's
you not true.
You and I have had dueling nosebleeds.
Travis and I have had 4 nosebleeds today between the two of us. And it's our second day of the tour. The second of 3 days.
You're so rock and roll that my brain went, wait, 2 days?
Yeah, no way.
The road's tough, man. We're not made for the road.
How about a Yahoo Answer?
Yes.
This Yahoo Answer was sent in by Dave Page. Thank you, Dave. It's by Yahoo Answers user Mary. 0% best answers. Better luck next time. Mary asks, found a checks
in a new candle. I bought a candle from Goodwill that came from Target. It was brand new. Never been lit. No, even not even scratches. But after two nights of lighting, I saw something in the middle. So I dug it out, and it was a Chex cereal piece. How did that happen? Was someone eating Chex Mix while making candles? Does anyone know? Should I ask Target? I'd post a pic of the candle, too, but I can only do one photo. And then fucking sure enough, Chex. There's a Chex. It's got a little bit of burn on it. It's been caramelized a tad.
Okay.
That's a fucking Chex dug out of candle.
There's so much to unpack here. Two quick things. One, is the singular Chex? Is it a Chex?
I saw a Chex.
I saw a Chex.
Pawn the slitted
Chex. I think it's a cheese.
The other thing, I don't think Target provides support for candles you bought at Goodwill after someone bought them at Target.
Hold on. Let's do that call. Justin, okay. Call me.
Bring. Hi.
Role playing.
Yes, hello, Target.
Hi, it's me, a real piece of shit.
Uh-huh. Go on.
I was about to pose the question to you answer, but I wanted you guys to get a chance to set this right first.
Yes, of course. How can I help you?
I bought a candle at Goodwill that someone bought at Target first.
Uh-huh. Well, let me say, I was trained exactly for this. Let me do everything I can to help you. What is the issue you're dealing
There's
with?
There's a Chex in it.
Oh, not again.
Again.
I got to talk to Chexy Steve down on the assembly line.
I'm bored.
That wasn't a character. I'm just bored over here. You didn't give me a bit.
What if you called in and you cost Chexy Steve his job?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, somebody who's eating Chex on the assembly line as they make Target candles doesn't have a long way to fall.
I have low blood sugar. You know that. I have to eat Chex or I'll die.
But imagine.
It could have been Karen, Triscuit Karen.
You're Chex Mix Steve, and you're fucking grooving over the assembly line, over the cauldron, I guess, and a single piece of Chex. Let's just say Melba Toast, because it's easier to, like, singularize. But a single piece of Melba Toast falls out of your mouth and into the machine. You're not going to be like, stop the presses. Every fucking second that machine is stopped, that company's losing billions of dollars.
Do you guys think that maybe it was just a candle wick, and this person's mother has been giving them candle wicks their whole life and calling them Chex?
You That's want a snack? Have some Chex. Don't tell him.
Don't tell him. Please, things are hard enough. Let Charlie Bucket have this one last dream where he's eating Chex.
Cheer up, Charlie. Have some waxy poops.
Justin, will you read a human being question now? Which okay, is what
here's
I'm calling
one from a human. About a month ago.
Is this okay?
You're doing great.
All right.
I know how my phone likes it.
About a month ago, we hired a dog walker for the first time. The day after he...
Was this yours?
This is right up your alley.
You're laughing at your own brand, huh? You're a big fan of... Oh, yeah. Everyone shut up. Listen, you're going to love this shit.
Check it.
Yeah, guys, there's nothing I hate more than people who laugh at themselves. About a month ago, we hired a dog walker for the first time. Can I get some more of that booze while I'm reading this? Thanks. What is this, by the way?
This is Repeal Reserve Rye, extremely limited.
Somebody gave this to us in the crowd.
It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
It's really good.
Whoever you are.
It's really good. I feel bad about mixing it with Diet Verner's, but them's the breaks
on
the road.
No, Diet Verner's is the best ginger ale in the universe.
We were also given a bunch of Verner. Is it Mr. Verner
Mr.
here tonight?
Verner's? Vernon Verner's? Are you here? About a month ago, we hired... Put some Verner's in there, too. You got to cut that bad boy, okay? About a month ago, we hired a dog walker for the first time. Have you guys gotten that part? Cool. The day after he walked our dog, my wife and I found a sweatshirt in the entryway that belonged to the walker. While we intended to email the dog walking company, we had forgotten to do so until recently rediscovering the sweatshirt. It's been a month, and we don't plan on using the service again. What do we do, brothers? Send off an email a month after the fact? Donate it? Throw it away? Keep it? As from charity, combust, or conversion, are you, you are here, correct? Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Are you wearing the sweatshirt now? That would have been a nice touch.
That would have really committed to the bit. That would have been
dope. I have two questions.
Thank you, Scraps, by the way.
Question one.
For the drink.
You're welcome. Question one. When you say, we intended to send the email, did you?
Did you? You know how they work, right?
Because, hey, he left a sweatshirt. 10 seconds. Second question. What did he do that you didn't bring him back? He walked the dog counterclockwise.
Are there... it's this fucking sweatshirt. Were there, like, letters from the war in the pockets?
Wait, why does that change things?
It's a sweatshirt. If somebody I paid to do a service for me leaves a sweatshirt in my house, it's not mine, but it's not theirs anymore.
Wait, hold on. What if it's weighted down with emotions? Like, that was the sweatshirt I wore when I saw Death Cab
for
Cutie.
If the weight is provided... Yes, that was an emotional concert for me.
I lived, I learned, I grew.
Can we break the word down for a second? Like, if you are wearing something called a sweatshirt, and you have any expectation that someone's going to, like, keep it in a cubby in their home...
Where are my piss pants? Oh, I left them at my job again.
These are my good shit khakis.
A sentence no one should ever say. That's my finest sweatshirt.
I left my jizz bandana at their house. Not again.
Wait, hold on. What circumstance would they have their jizz bandana out of their house?
We hired
a dog walker. We will never hire him again.
It's a tough job.
Listen, walking a dog is stressful. Sometimes you gotta rub one out.
While headbanging, I guess.
Dog, I'll take you out in 5 minutes. Give me a second.
You ever see the back of that Bruce Springsteen album? That's what it was. It was a jizz bandana.
Oh, Jesus.
Recently, a new neighbor moved in across the street from my wife and me. My wife took her cookies, and I was building a grill.
No, took her cookies, not took her cookies.
Welcome to the neighborhood, bitch. Why? Rip.
My wife took her cookies until she'd eaten enough salad.
Okay.
By the way, quick update. Justin ate some field greens for dinner. I watched him. I was so fucking proud of him. He ate broccoli.
He also
too.
Made up the term field greens.
No, that's a thing.
That's a thing. Also, I talked about...
Field of Greens, the movie Field of Greens.
Now, hold on.
That was a good goof.
I should... Before you go any further, I talked about this on Sawbones. Thank you for listening. Recently, my new neighbor moved in across the street from... I shouldn't say that. He was caring for my infant. Recently, my new neighbor...
Were we supposed to be doing that?
Cannot.
We're going to get through this question if it's the last thing we do, everybody.
Do you guys get the part about the new neighbor? Excellent. Moved in across from my wife, and the wife stole some cookies, and I was building a grill, so I waved from our garage. Later that week, my wife and I were walking to the bus, and the woman joined us. She asked my wife if I was her son. After a few seconds of awkward silence, my wife said, "No, this is my husband." Who should be more offended? Me, who apparently looks like a 12-year-old despite being 31, over 6 feet tall, and going gray? Or my wife, who the woman thought must look older than her 30 years? That's from Mifton, Madison. I have a confession to make.
Yeah, was this you?
Yeah, honesty!
Yeah. Sorry, we didn't ask. Sorry, that was our fault. We didn't ask if the person who asked that was in the audience, and so you felt the need to let us know. That was our... We
but what if
up.
They don't know it's me? I should say something.
Let me say, that was not a 12-year-old's howl.
When we were going through the questions to talk about during dinner, and I was pretty deeply into my...
Pull back
CD.
That curtain.
I'm pulling back the curtain. I heard the line... she asked my wife if I was her son. And what I interpreted it as was the older woman asking if the question asker was her son. And I couldn't think for fucking 5 minutes. I was like, who are these monsters that I call brothers who are making fun of this clearly Alzheimer's-stricken woman?
No, because I want it to be like this. Excuse me. Is that my son? I don't mean to make this awkward, but
is that?
I think you got my boy. I think I see what happened here. You got my boy.
He got my boy. I want him back. I need him to do chores and such.
The reason I was just sitting up here thinking about this, sometimes I wish we did music, because I feel like if you're Bon Jovi, you can look into the crowd and make eye contact with people, and it's like a real, real moment for them.
Yeah.
For doing a comedy podcast, it's just really distracting. Because they're not going to mouth the words to jokes for you.
Oh, you don't get to do this move?
Yeah, right. What's the next thing I'm going to say? It's probably dicks or horses or something. But
dick horses, now you!
I think somebody actually yelled dick horse.
So who should be more offended?
Good work, I guess.
Here's the thing. The person who is the most awesome in this situation is the older woman.
Fuck yeah, she is. Are you kidding me?
I can't imagine a scenario. I'm a 31-year-old adult person. I can't imagine being that blunt and honest ever to go, hey, fucking stop. Is that your son? Ever. I would do this like, how long? What's up?
Yeah, no, she was like, what is the riskiest, potentially wrongest fucking thing I can say?
Because if it breaks bad, never again.
Never again. You will never
and
steal this woman's cookies ever, ever again. Maybe that's a countermeasure.
Maybe they were shit cookies. Listen, I'm not trying to not. Are you here?
That was a very beaten down, yeah. I'm so sorry if we've been cruel.
So
when your husband had his interaction with her, was she like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm making a quill. Like that, and wave like a 12-year-old.
I'm walking in my garage.
I'm going to cook a steak on it. I'm going to cook a steak on it later.
I'm making a steak. I don't know how weathers work. How you spell steak? I'm watching Breaking Bad.
Want to take a quick... Sorry to interrupt you guys. Us. But I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsors for this episode. First up is a returning favorite, Warby Parker. Remember Warby Parker?
Yeah.
Now for fashion-forward prescription glasses that start at just $95. And that sounds cool, and that's a great price, but it gets better. They have this home try-on program where you can... I just turned into Greg Brady for a second. Or Peter Brady? I didn't watch the Brady Bunch. I don't know. Fuck you. You can order 5 pairs of glasses to be shipped directly to your home. You try them on, and then you select the ones you want and send them back free with no obligation to purchase.
I wish you turned into Wayne Brady.
Okay.
Like, you get the 5, you like 2 of them, you send 3 back. Done.
You yell at the glasses you don't like, and you put them in a box, a dark box, and you send
you
them
You tie them to a balloon, and they float up in the air, and then Warby Parker collects them in the clouds.
That's true, because they're angels.
It's cloud-based glasses, and you can get them at warbyparker.com/mybrother. And if you do that, you get free 3-day shipping on your final frame choice. That address, again, is warbyparker.com/mybrother.
Also sponsoring us this week, Nature Box. You know them. You love them. One of our favorites. I guess if this is your first time hearing, first of all, it's probably weird to listen to a live show first, but... zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. 0 grams trans fat. No high fructose corn syrup. This is like good shit.
Soup?
Sorry, what, Travis? Sorry, backup.
No high fructose corn syrup. This is only the good shit.
If this sounds if any of the words I'm about to say to you sound amazing, you'll want to get down on this. Sriracha roasted cashews.
I'm jamming on the Asiago cheese crisps right now.
Oh, God
damn.
They're
like the greatest savory snack I've ever had.
I'm way into the Parmesan Pop Pops.
You two motherfuckers are living under the Tuscan sun.
That's me. Diane Lane up in this bitch. These great snacks are available to you at naturebox.com/mybrother. If you go there, you can get a free sampler box of great-tasting, healthy snacks. That address, again, naturebox.com/mybrother. Go get some snacks. They're great-tasting. They're healthy. They're delicious. Go get them.
As long as you're feeling hungry, I got another sponsor here to tell you about. It's called Blue Apron. Blue Apron is a service that sends you ingredients, and it's like a puzzle. And when you put the ingredients together with the right steps and in the right measurements, then you have created a delicious foodstuff all by yourself. You get to feel like a big adult, and then you get to eat a big yummy meal.
You also figured out who killed JFK. We're looking at almond crusted cod with blistered sugar snap pea salad, spring ramen ground pork with garlic chives. Okay.
God damn.
Man. Yeah, spinach casserole, egg noodles, fennel, spinach, orange. Oh my god, these are all.
Travis amazing. Doesn't even know some of these words. Spinach,
peri peri chicken thighs with coconut plantain mash and collard greens.
Blue Apron's great. The meals are balanced; like they're like 500 to 700 calories per serving, and they're generously portioned, so that you get a lot of food for your money and your calories.
Speaking of generous, here's two free meals for you. Go to blueapron.com/mybrother. We just fed you twice. We just gave you two free meals from blueapron.com.
Teach a listener to fish.
Yeah.
They'll eat for a day. Teach a listener to get Blue Apron. They'll get two free meals and then pay under less than $10 for the
Teach a listener
meals.
To fish and he'll eat for a day and then get bored with fishing and move on to the next thing and be like, wait, oh shit, I should have kept doing that. I'm so hungry.
I got a message for Andre Schenk here from Isaac Beachy. He says, hey, Andre Schenk, it's Isaac. This is crazy, right? I can get Griffin to say whatever I want.
No, you can't.
You can't, because I'm reading it.
Can't buy me nothing.
I'm drunk on Griffin. I'm drunk on syrup. I'm drunk on power. I'm Griffin. I'm a little baby. A dumb little baby that poops.
This is me.
Pants.
You can't see me right now, but I'm fucking Matrix dodging in front of my microphone. Like, nope. No, you don't. Nope.
I'm pooping my pants right now. Poop, poop, poop all up in my pants. I think Rush Limbaugh is the greatest. I don't believe in global warming. Yeah, Griffin didn't say that. I did.
But it's a shame because all of that stuff is totally true.
Yep.
Thank you, Andre, and happy. I guess Isaac didn't have a message for you. He just wanted to control me like some sort of meat puppet. Well, fuck that. I'm my own man. Let's do another message.
This next one is a simple one.
Okay.
And it's a loving one. It's from a brother, Dan Fowler, to his sister, Victoria Fowler. And his simple message of love reads, Victoria smells like farts.
Oh, shit.
And then, in what I would say, one of the most gracious things anyone has ever said about us, Dan included in the message, that's it. Perhaps this is below you, gentlemen. Nope.
Oh, man. No, it's not below us at all. But, Victoria, you going to stand for that? You got to stand up to him. Send us $100 to stand up to him for you.
Let's start a flame war on the Jumbotron.
Again, it is below me. And I didn't say it because I am starting to hold myself to a certain standard on this show. Okay, here's the last message. It's for Dan Schreiner, and it's from Jobo, who says, hey, Dan Schreiner, happy birthday. This is a loving message from Jobo reaching out to you across space and time, courtesy of a McElroy Brothers vocal cords and mouth movements. Never forget how awesome you are, and always remember how much your friends and family care about you. Nerd!
Nice.
And he wanted that message to be sent on April 21st, which is a Tuesday, not typically the day that we transmit our love broadcasts to the world around us, but there it is, message deployed. I did it with... There's been a lot this week of people wanting to control our mouths, like we're some sort of Jim Henson monstrosity. Should we get back to the show?
Yes. Let's do it.
Here's another Drew from Drew user level 1000, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Drew Answers user Guitar Man, who asks... I called a man Bumblefoot, and he was angered. Oh, man, this is going to take a few tries.
Yeah, okay. Start again, because that's the best sentence I've ever
heard. I'm not even through the fucking headline yet. I called a man Bumblefoot, and he was angered. I did it in a friendly way, though. Was I wrong to do this?
We've all been there. Hey, Bumblefoot, excuse me?
Sorry?
Bumblefoot, that's our word. I gotta go now. Good night, everyone. Travis
30
out.
Minutes, and Travis has retired from the state. There is a man I know named Ron who lives near me. I was hanging out in the front yard as my brother was cooking burgers on the grill. Ron was walking his dog, and as he approached, I said... Hello there, Bumblefoot.
I would give anything if that somebody stepdad Ron. Like, that guy hasn't gone through enough.
Listen, man, I get it enough at home.
Listen, I gotta...
Bumblefoot's already written on my dog. Leave me alone.
He said, Bumblefoot, what does that mean? I am your elder. Have some respect. The funny part is that he is only my elder by about 6 years, as he is 45 and I am 39.
Whoa!
Okay. Quick question. Quick.
Hey there, Bumblefoot. I'm a 30.
Excuse me.
What's sweeter?
I'm a man.
What's sweeter?
I'm a bumble man.
I'm not a bumble boy.
You call me Bumble Sir.
What's better, a 39-year-old person calling another a 46-year-old person a Bumblefoot, or a 39-year-old person doing that and saying, I have got to tell Yahoo Answers about this.
You'll never believe what happened to me.
Dear Yahoo Answers, I never believed it would happen to me.
I've called so many people Bumblefoot and nothing has happened.
This is the least sexy penthouse letter I've ever read. I meant for it to be a friendly nickname. Ron took it the wrong way. Was I wrong to do this? So he's been doing some fucking
Did you say,
searching.
Was I wrong to do
this? One of two things has happened.
Okay.
Either he has seen Ron 1,000 times and gone, no.
No,
that's not
what
it.
Is
no,
it? Rum-a-dum-a-ding. No. Fuck.
Hey, no, I'll get it. Or he's been trying out nicknames at Ron, and Ron's just walked by. Ignoring it. And maybe when Ron was like 9, he got stung by a bee on the foot. And a kid was like, hey, look at Bumblefoot. And Ron was like, no, what? It's like, oh, Bumblefoot. And it haunted him through college. And like a girl would be about to go home with Ron and be like, what are you going on with Bumblefoot? And she's like, what? No, that's Bumblefoot.
There's God.
Wait, this guy's Bumblefoot? No way, sex canceled.
Griffin, don't interrupt him. There has got to be more to this riff. I have got to get to the end of the vision quest that my brother is taking me on. I feel like I'm watching a whole John Cusack movie in my head. You have got to continue.
So then,
we just got
Ron grew up to be Ron. He changed his last name to Perlman.
Whoa.
He's been living his whole life as a movie star. He's grown outside the Bumblefoot name. He's made himself Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman, the 45-year-old man. Sure.
He hasn't held up well.
I guess. It's all the goddamn bee stings.
Did you just call me Bumblefoot? I was in Pacific Rim.
Oh, God, it got really sad there at the end. I didn't think you could make me care about Bumblefoot, but you goddamn did.
You're a real weaver of stories, Travis.
I actually have that written in my notebook upstairs.
You're the Dean Koontz. It's on my computer, too. We can't. You're the Dean Koontz of podcast riffs. What do you guys want to do?
Let's do one other question, and then we'll throw it to the
human
throw
question.
To the house. Let's do a real one.
My friend and I have... this is good. My friend and I, although it's weird if they're here, but I'm going to go for it anyway.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Sorry, Pumpkin.
Do it.
We're already on the bus. Let's see where it takes us. My friend and I have recently fallen into a friends with benefits situation. Right now, someone in this audience is like...
Are you here?
Shit.
Wait, hold on. How many
like
of you just went?
18 people.
Wait,
like,
I'm in that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's me. I forgot I wrote into you guys, apparently. The problem is we're both new to this and don't know what benefits are and are not included.
No dental.
Wait. Damn. Raw, straight. No, just kidding. Use protection. This message is brought to you by responsibility.
For instance, is it cool to make out and have sexy time? But what's not okay? Please help us clarify our weird, weird friendship.
I think you fucked the reading of that question up 8 different ways. You can't do to each other what Justin just did to that question.
Here's the beautiful thing.
Can I finish?
You can restart and do it better.
Okay. It's cool to make out and have sexy times, but what's not okay?
Dental. Oh, no, shit.
No, stop.
Okay.
I blew it.
But please help us clarify our weird, weird, weird friendship. That's from Confundled Cuddle Companions.
Oh, my God, no.
Two questions. Are you here, and are both of you here?
Awesome. I think they were actually here the first time you read
the
question.
And then they fucking were reduced to ash
go.
As soon as we started reading this
we
question.
We can still catch the end of the game if we hurry. Let's go.
We're out. Here's the awesome thing about Friends with Benefits.
Oh, God. You've been married for a while, so...
Griffin, are you getting a score update?
I just wanted to check real quick.
The awesome thing is this, is that it goes against what you would think, where it actually is like, you can fall on bone, but don't hold hands.
Yeah, it's weird, Trav.
No, I feel what you're saying. That's what makes it so dynamic, so
Thank
exciting.
You.
It's why they made two fucking movies about it at the same goddamn time, starring Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman and... Hold on, I got this. I got this. Mila Kunis and fucking... Hold up, I got this. Justin Timberlake. Yeah!
Yeah! Because it's the weird bell curve of that, of like, if you're friends in a relationship, friends with benefits... You only get the two sides, but you don't get that middle. You don't get that intimacy.
You don't need that intimacy.
Yeah, it really is like, we boned, bye. And that's totally cool that you...
That second step is so vitally important, but you have to say bye.
But if you're dating
take
it seriously, you can't do that move. You can't be like, we had a romantic dinner, and then we had sex. Bye! You can't.
And you shouldn't say it like Borat, like my brother did.
Bye.
My wife
will be home in a couple minutes.
So. Yeah. My wife will be home soon. You should go.
I just.
This will get weird.
I got to say, like, I know this is very exciting. It's very fucking sexual. And it's a very exciting energy that we've injected into our relationship. And I just got to say, this whole thing's got me feeling very nice. That was fucking horrible. That was the worst Borat. I've done some pretty good Borat in my years.
Hold on. We gave Justin a take two. Griffin.
All right, let me try again.
You lost all your consonants.
It sounds like you just got bit by a snake. Borat.
We just woke your baby up for sure. For sure.
No question.
Should we go throw it to the other?
What's the score?
I can't fucking find it online. Apparently people don't give a shit.
2-8.
What?
No.
Holy shit, tied at half. Let's get some dunks. Badgers, yeah!
Anyone here a fan of the Badgers?
Apparently not.
Apparently nobody.
Big
like 16 people. All right, let's go to the audience. Here's our rules. There's no bummer questions, please.
No bummers.
No bummers. Well, no.
And no, it could be a bummer, but it'll be fine.
The first fucking person we had up last night. Well, it might be. Stop it.
They actually quote said, it depends on how you answer.
Don't put that fucking shit on us, dog. This is 100% your authorship. Own it. Own it. Stand in your place.
Can we get a little bit of
right
house
there.
Lights?
Yeah,
house
we, light. Got, we got them right there. Look. Ma'am, right here. Yeah, come right here.
Yes, you pointing at your head.
Come right to the mic. This is the most fucking Phantom Zone setup.
No, the microphone's behind you.
You've been tricked. We're doing this shit like a TED Talk. Like a TED Talk. Have you seen a TED Talk?
Proceed with your question and await judgment.
Just like any TED Talk.
Yes, I work in education. I've seen a lot of TED Talks.
Okay, fair enough. You just put us in our place. Oh. What's your name?
My name is Heather.
Hi. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
What's your question?
Do you have a question?
My question is, my husband had to move to California for business, and I'm going to see him for the first time in 3 weeks on Wednesday.
Oh.
What should I do when I see him? I don't know.
Kiss them.
God, you always come with the best lines, Trav.
Kiss them on the face.
Here's the one
thing. Tell him you love him.
Here's what I've learned. And it's 2015. If you see someone and you haven't seen them for a while and you don't, and it doesn't go viral, then you don't have anything. Your relationship
The first thing you should say is, sorry I haven't YouTubed you.
Now, I'm saying, like, you YouTube the reunion. And if it doesn't have 15 mil by the end of the week, apparently your love is not very special.
Do you also have a golden retriever that
hasn't
seen him in a while?
Do you have a golden retriever that hasn't seen him?
Because you'll be
huge.
I have a black lab border collie.
Perfect. Good enough.
Well, I don't know.
You might go bacterial. Good night!
What?
I don't understand.
I didn't fucking get it.
I didn't get the joke.
That's disgusting.
Lab?
Viral.
Like they do fucking like virus experiments in a lab? That was the joke?
No, like viral bacteria. Like it might go viral. Anyway.
Oh.
Okay.
Fuck.
Listen, let me ask you this. Have you picked up any new skills that you can impress them with? Yo-yo? What? Did you learn the yo-yo?
How quickly can you spray paint?
Can you get up on a...
What are you saying? Do what with spray
paint? Throw up your tag on a local business?
No, they do that where you make like a pyramid in front of a moon. It's like, you'll never believe what you can do in 15 seconds.
Are you having a stroke?
Did you just do like an audio-visual version of Illuminati like in our podcast? Hey, guys, moon in front of a pyramid. Get it? Anyway, let's just move on. Don't worry about it.
Any stonemasons out there? Anyway, moving on.
I'm pretty sure when I see him, he's going to tweet everything we do to you guys.
So. Perfect.
Perfect.
Right. Give us up and everybody give him a big hand round of applause.
Sir.
Where were
you? Right over there.
Over here? Come on up.
It's over there. You're going the wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. You're breaking my heart.
Well, okay. Go around the other way. Just commit to it.
You're right. You're driving the ship of your body. You're the captain of your body boat.
You're interspacing this shit.
No. Yeah, just go down there.
You took the fucking craziest way you could. Good job, Marco Polo. You're almost there. You circumnavigated the crowd.
Hi.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
How we doing?
Good.
What is your name?
My name is Cole.
Hi, Cole.
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm nervous as shit.
No, Cole, what is your question? Relax. You're fine.
What is your question?
Well, it's more of an advice question as far as in regards to my girlfriend.
Okay.
Is your girlfriend here?
She is. Yeah, she is. She's.
Where are you, Cole's girlfriend?
Cole's girlfriend, come here.
Yeah, if you're material to the conversation, I feel like it's only fair if you're also present.
You have to go over there.
Yeah.
And you'll only.
I'm going to.
Everyone let her pass so she doesn't have to do the weird walk around.
Let Cole's girlfriend go through so we can ask the question simultaneously. Because sometimes I worry that I'm saying heinous shit. All right, Cole.
Yes.
Okay, what is your question?
This is my lovely girlfriend, Meredith.
Hi, Meredith. How's it going?
So I have something pretty major that I want to ask her.
Uh-huh.
What's that, Cole?
Well, in your personal opinion, like, what is the best time to share something just like life-changing and major?
Right now.
I think pretty much right now would be a good time. If I was at a comedy podcast, right now would be the moment that I would do that.
This would be the time, Cole.
Yeah, Cole, that's... I would do it now.
Oh, shit!
I want to hear every word, Cole. Don't you mumble this. Don't keep this private. We made the whole thing public. Do it.
Everyone, hold on. Deliver.
I want to hear Cole. I just want to hear Cole's line. What do you work up, Cole?
Oh, God. Baby, I love you so much. You mean the world to me. You're my best friend. You're my family. And I'm so lucky to share my life with you. I'm excited to...
Absolute silence.
And I'm also excited to share the rest of my life with you. Will you please marry me?
Yeah!
Thank you, guys.
Okay, now sit down. It's our show. Next.
No, hold on, wait. No, that feels fucked up.
Now, okay.
Do your thing and then go. Okay, no, they're gone. Okay.
Feel bad for the next person. Like, my roommate's stealing my cottage cheese. And I'm really bummed out about it or whatever.
I tried to deploy on the wings of love, tactically. I thought it might fucking accentuate your romantic experience. But it didn't work.
I love this dude right there.
Oh, I got it. This. Let's see what you got.
Go. You're following up.
You do it. Didn't even wait for the ass. Like,
yeah.
He's going to keep the show going.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm
name's William. But
hey, hello, William.
They call me Hansel. Hansel? Okay, sure.
That's my last name.
That's your last name?
Hansel, okay, got it.
Hansel, he's so hard right now.
Yeah, thank Hansel. You. I emailed you about my question, and I had the exact same question as Cole.
Oh, okay, fuck, back to back.
Wait a minute, what?
Double barrel? Shotgun.
Is your girlfriend or boyfriend here?
Yes, she is.
Could she come up to the microphone, please?
Mark!
Yes! Ask it.
Will you marry me and stuff? I have a second question. Never mind, it's all good. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, everybody! Give me a huge
round. Yeah!
Fuck it! Anybody else?
Is anybody else? Anybody? Yeah, you! Fuck it!
You, get out there! Who else wants to get engaged tonight?
I'm not fucking kidding! Only marriages now! Only marriages! Fuck comedy, fuck advice, we're getting fucking married! Everybody here tonight!
Where's your girlfriend or boyfriend?
Well, shit.
Don't you fucking step on my... I'm on a fucking groove right now.
Come on.
I can do fucking anything.
What do you got?
Well, shit. I didn't think you were saying who else wanted to get engaged.
Yeah, of course. That's what I...
That's too bad, sir. You're getting engaged tonight. Pick someone from the crowd. Do we have any tributes who will be engaged to this man? I thought we had a streak going. Tell us about whatever.
What are you doing, Trent? He's not going to get engaged, okay? It's over. The streak's over. You can stop filming the audience. Three would have gone viral. Yes, I agree with you, Travis. Three proposals would have gone viral.
I'm still holding out hope.
Okay.
Did anybody video both of them so we can get viral something? Yeah, congratulations.
All right.
Get that onto the tube soon, okay?
Congratulations to everybody, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry.
Wait. Oh, wait, are you looking at your girlfriend right now, boy?
Huh?
I'm looking at my girlfriend right now saying, do you want to get engaged?
What a great time to have that conversation.
She's coming up!
Hold on!
Holy shit, she's coming up to the microphone. You two, listen, look at me right now. Listen to me for a second.
What's up?
This world is hard. Shut up, this world is hard. And if you find somebody that you want to wake up every morning and look at, then you grab that person and you cling to them.
And you never let go.
You're the person that I want to spend your life with. Madam, if you don't feel that way about this gentleman, know that this isn't binding.
We have a lot of other dudes here. We can put you with any one of them.
There's a lot of fish in the sea.
There are a lot of fish in this room.
If you find the person that completes you, don't waste another second. Devote the rest of your life to them. Please.
Have you heard the good news?
We cannot express enough how viral the three-peat will go.
I don't want to break Justice Flow, but Travis, you're filming this in a vertically angled video, and it's fucking killing me.
Yeah, Travis.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Turn it to the side for us.
Okay. Okay, sir, madam, what do you got for us? Can we cook up a three-peat?
Do you want to break traditional gender norms?
Oh, shit!
What?
Do you?
A progressive three-peat!
A three Patricia.
If you will.
That's pretty good.
This is so special. Listen.
No, now I'm starting to feel very, very guilty.
I'm suffering guilty.
Yeah, a little bit guilty.
We only vetted the first one.
Why don't you guys commit to something less big right now, like a weekend away?
Will you go on a three-day weekend with me?
Do you want to commit to something
Do you want to go on vacation this summer? Do you want to go to the Wisconsin Dells?
You
want to
go to Fuddruckers?
All right, real quick.
The front row.
Wait, okay.
We gotta pivot our brand real quick. You two are currently living through the most uncomfortable moments of your lives, and we're going to get you through it. We're going to get you through it alive. Tomorrow's going to come, and you're not even going to remember it. This is not the only moment in time. It's going to keep going on, and you won't always be standing there.
You're not locked to anything that's happening right now. Just say what you're going to say, and we'll just be up here doing a podcast.
We did have our first date in approximately this spot.
A week ago. I'll give you a free poster if you ask him to marry you.
That's fucked up. Come on. What the fuck? You don't need a goddamn poster dowry.
Wait.
I'll give you a poster and a chest of jewels.
This is turning on me. We have geese for you.
Mr. Travis McElroy.
Yes, sir.
Magnet or no deal?
It's pretty funny.
It was a $3. It's a funny
it
magnet.
It was a $3.50 magnet.
Am I willing to marry two people for $3.50? I'm looking at my wife. Oh, no, she ducked away from the window. I'm going to say yes. Oh, now it's on. Didn't think I'd give up the magnet.
Oh, shit. Travis has called your $3 bluff. It's high stakes here, my brother and me, Milwaukee.
We've been standing up here for maybe...
For 100,000 years.
Yeah, for 100,000 years.
You need to pop or get off the pot. Please do not let yourself be goaded into a marriage by a podcast. You're better than this.
And if you do, let it be a better podcast.
Right.
I would let Super Ego let me get married, but not us.
If Night Vale told me to get married, I would do it, and I'm already married.
Why don't you think about it?
Think about it, and the next time we're in Milwaukee, you can propose then. How's that
in
sound?
In 6 years, you can propose again.
Okay. Can we have
thank you. Round
a big
applause. Thank you, lighting guy. Oh, that's sweet.
For the record, I promised I wouldn't embarrass you in front of 600 people.
Fucking great
How'd
job,
that go? How'd that go? The worst job.
It is her birthday today.
Oh, okay, wait, hold on. We can at least do this. Happy birthday.
No, we can't. So, happy birthday, you did it. Another year, congratulations. What's your name?
Becky.
That's the first jingle in 4 years.
Yeah.
Listen, we got... Rabbit?
We
have one more question from... Thank you all. You've been great. Give him a big round of applause. I think we're done. Listen, What?
Let's end it. Yeah.
Listen, guys, thank you all so much. Thank you to Turner Hall for being so kind to us.
Yeah,
thank you, Milwaukee.
Rad venue.
Thank you for missing the game. To be with us and hang out. Thank you for being such a cool city and being so nice to us.
Also, I want to say thank you to Justin Gray. Justin Gray designed some awesome show-specific posters.
Yeah, yes. they say this, like, they're only for sale here at this show, and they are about this show. So
it shows the venue and the city, and get them.
Get them. They're
amazing.
Fucking rad. We stole some already.
They're available right back there.
Yeah.
Do that.
John Roderick. Thank you, John Roderick, and the Long Winters for these sort of things. Eyes of departure off the I'm putting the days to bed.
Thank you to Sawbones for opening for us and being so amazing.
Thank you to the person who gave us this bottle that was full like an hour and a half ago.
Comedy Juice.
Thank you, Comedy Juice.
Repeal Reserve.
Delicious. Delicious stuff.
Thank you to our wives who aren't in Sawbones, Teresa and Rachel, for being so amazing.
So fucking rad. Thank you so much.
Final Yahoo from my brother Griffin. We're going to think about this and we'll come back to it next week and talk about it like we always do. Shut up.
This final Yahoo was sent in by Samuel Ginsburg. Thank you, Samuel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jason, who asks, what religion are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Hey.
wanted to remind you about Blue Apron. Thank you so much to them for helping make this show possible. You can get your first two meals for free by going to blueapron.com/mybrother.
We also want to say thanks again to NatureBox, where you can order hundreds of great tasting snacks, healthy snacks. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother to sign up for your free sampler box of great tasting healthy snacks.
And one more time, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Portland, or Vancouver, or anywhere around there, we're going to be doing a live show there, live shows, I should say, in each city at the end of August. You can get tickets, everything you need to know, at bit.ly/mbmbamportland, bit.ly/mbmbamseattle, and bit.ly/van, mbmbam. Go get it.
And just so you know, the Seattle show corresponds with PAX, but it is not PAX affiliated. So you still have to buy tickets, even if you already have passes to PAX. So,
but you don't need a pass. You don't need a pass to PAX.
Yeah.
It's a totally separate thing. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.